This is NLJE,
home of fracturing football,
where hosts Noah Lichtenberg and Jack Edwards analyze the latest in sports.
Right now on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to this edition of NLJE. We came up with a new name. It covers all of the sports. All right, on this edition, we're going to be talking about wrapping up the Winter Olympics. So first off, looking at the U.S. medal count, it was obviously not the most victorious Olympics, but there were many moments that made this year great. So we got a lot of people on to talk with us. First off, I have my co-host, Jack Edwards.
Hi.
And then why don't you guys all introduce yourselves?
One at a time. Ethan Sellers.
All right, Ryan Dossey, avid Olympic watcher.
Connor Inskeep, avid curling professional.
Matt Hostel, professional curler and hockey player.
Kaylin Franca, I'm the sweeper on the curler team.
All right, so we're going to jump right into this. We're talking about some of the gold medals the U.S. team won. First off, we have Jessica Diggins and Keegan Randall, who won the U.S. women's first cross-country gold medal ever. It was pretty amazing.
Cross-country skiing?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever actually
snowboarding?
Have you guys ever actually done cross-country skiing? It is so painful. It is like worst thing in the world.
You've cross-country skied.
I've done it twice before when I went to Utah to go skiing, and it's just painful. There's no enjoyment in it whatsoever.
It's like cross-country running.
Yeah.
But skiing.
I've been cross-country skiing before, and it's not as bad as Ethan makes it sound.
No, it's terrible. Because like downhill skiing versus cross-country skiing, it's just bad.
All right, moving on, we have Red Gerard, who was
the kid that slept in.
Yep.
Yes. Love him.
He slept in. He had to borrow his roommate's jacket. He was watching Netflix, and he still won the gold medal in snowboard slope style. So that's pretty impressive.
How old is he? Isn't he like 17?
Same age as me, yeah.
That's crazy.
Really want snowball fights in the Olympics? I think that'd be fun.
That's Jay's theory. He got cut from the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, moving on. We have the Michael Phelps of the Winter Olympics, I think we could say. Sean White, who came back and won gold. That was pretty cool.
To be honest, I didn't even know he was still like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
How many medals does he have?
A ton. I don't know. But he did win the America's 100th Winter Olympic Game gold medal. So
we've only won 100?
Gold medals.
I think that was the greatest Olympic moment I've ever seen. I was watching, and on the last run of the day, Sean White goes out and wins gold. Oh, America dream right there. It was amazing. Entire time, I was just screaming. My mom was there. Oh, it was great.
True American hero.
Old. Like 32, somewhere there.
He is actually 32 indeed. I checked that like 20 minutes ago, actually.
Is he going to be in the next Olympics?
Well, he'll be 30. He'll be 36, and it's realistically possible.
Maybe he doesn't age.
Aren't the Winter Olympics every 2 years?
No.
Oh.
Every two in terms of Summer Olympics.
Yeah, in 2 years we'll have the Summer Olympics.
I think Sean White just doesn't age though, because he looks like he's 24.
And he'll still.
Yeah, he's pretty young.
And he'll still.
He looks young.
Like,
Sean White
perform at a young.
He has the most age. Olympic gold medals by a snowboarder.
Ever. How many
in the world?
I don't know. Wikipedia is being very.
I like him better with short hair. Also, I know like the long hair is iconic. But I think he looks better with short hair.
Oh, dude, the long hair's sick. I like the long hair.
He looks good with short hair.
All right, so moving on, we have another great performance. We have the Team USA women's hockey team who won gold. And we have Matt Hostel right here.
I'm an expert hockey player.
Yeah.
I play hockey.
Matt, what did
you think of that win?
I am a right wing. I'm not really. I don't play hockey. But I do love hockey. And I think that women's hockey winning but men's hockey not winning is fantastic, in my opinion. Like, I love that. I think that's so cool. Because NHL players were not allowed to play in the Olympics. So, like, we had all these amateur kids, right? All these college kids. And same deal with women. Women don't play in the NHL. But I think that it's just a testament, like, yo, it's cool. I think that it's cool that women's hockey won hockey.
And it's
38 years after the Miracle on Ice. That was
pretty exactly.
To the day, yeah. And well, it's disappointing that the NHL players aren't in hockey, because I think it kind of ruins the sport, honestly. Because some of the best players are not able to compete because of NHL rules.
Why is that?
I have a statement.
Yes.
Right, an answer, maybe. Because they're not amateur players. So, like, I think of the Olympics as a gathering of the world's best amateur athletes. That's what it's what's supposed to be, right? Like, basketball used to be all college players, or, like, all amateur players. Players who don't play in the major leagues, or like baseball, when they had baseball, it wasn't dudes in the MLB, it was dudes playing college. Or like hockey, it used to be all college players. It's like KHL and all that. So, like, that's how it used to be, and they brought it back. I think they should bring it back for the summer games, too. Like, basketball, I hate seeing all the NBA players play and just destroy everyone by 40 points. That's terrible.
I'd like to see Trey Young play. That'd be fun to watch.
That would be pretty cool.
Did you hear that they're bringing baseball back in the next Summer Olympics?
Yes. Are they surfing?
It's going to be amazing.
And surfing, and isn't there like a video game?
And lacrosse, just saying.
Yeah,
lacrosse, yeah, that's okay.
Over here. We have lots of experts in this room. I'm the swim expert.
The video game you're talking about for MLB, they have it's MLB The Show, and then they also released like RBI Baseball.
What video game? When did we talk about a video
game? I thought I heard you say video game.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, you're talking about shows.
So more importantly, the true miracle on ice of this year, the men's curling team, led by John Schuster, first ever gold medal for USA. In
he looks like Andy Reid.
No, I don't. That's a different guy.
Who's Andy Reid?
Oh, it's a different guy. My bad. Yeah, the Chiefs head coach.
Yeah, he has a.
Oh yeah.
One of the other curlers has a nice mustache.
If I was gonna be on the curling team, I'd definitely be like the guy like standing in the background like yelling, like when to sweep and when to like not. You know, I don't know. And like I think that'd be like if I was gonna be on a rowing team, I'd be the one yelling row.
It's
called a coxswain.
Nice.
A what?
A coxswain.
Okay.
All right, Rachel.
I only watched one curling match, and it was the mixed doubles, which is cool. I like the mixed doubles idea. And it was Norway versus China, and there was a point where they, like, so, like, they don't have referees necessarily.
Yeah.
So, like, they had to make their own calls, and the Norway dude, or, like, someone threw a rock, and, like, they couldn't decide if it was in or out because they were doing that thing at the end when they, like, take rocks out. And he, like, turned to the crowd, and he's like, in or out, and no one answered. He was like, what is it? In or out? And he got really mad, and it was funny.
Wait, was he asking, what language was he asking?
English. He was speaking English to everybody. And it was, like, half the crowd was the China supporters, and half the crowd was the Norway supporters. So, like, no one really knew English, maybe.
They speak Norwegian.
Oh.
Did North Korea win any medals?
No.
Didn't they compete as Korea?
It was unified.
It was
Korea.
One Korea.
They had North Korean
athletes.
And like they said that they were North Korean, so.
But they were competing under a unified Korea.
The unified Korean hockey team finished winless. They didn't win any games.
That's really sad.
That's not sad at all.
But it's really cool because they brought supporters from North Korea and they got like actually experience like outside of there.
Not North Korea.
Yeah. It's a really cool moment.
Like they finished 20th out of 20 teams last, obviously. But I mean that's because the two countries have not worked together ever. Mm-hmm. I mean on Olympics.
Also,
at least
that's not true.
Or not ever. I mean like recently.
Get to like play sports.
Probably. They had athletes.
They had figure skaters and it was actually pretty cool and they did pretty well. I think they were on the podium for a minute, but then I think they got dropped.
All right, so another person that finished last place was this guy from Mexico. His name was German Madrazo. I don't know how to pronounce that. But he had never put on a pair of skis until last year. And obviously, he finished last in the 15-kilometer cross-country race. But like at the end, there was a really cool moment. They brought down a Mexican flag, and he carried across, and other people were there cheering for him. So that was
kind of cool.
That is cool.
That's cute.
I never really think of like South American countries competing. I don't know why. It's just like, it's because it's so hot down there. You know, I just never think
at
of
least
like
the Winter Olympics.
You wouldn't think of them to be very good. And I guess they aren't.
Well, you don't really think of Norway much during the Summer Olympics.
They
just blew everyone out of the water in
all
these
saying.
Winter games.
And then the Jamaican bobsled team.
How'd
they
do? I don't know.
Google.
Nigeria was the first women's bobsled team. Yes. I don't know how they did, but that was cool.
That was pretty cool.
What happened with the Tongan guy?
I actually found that.
You did?
Hold on. Let me find this real quick. Okay.
We just have so many questions.
So I don't think he did very well at all.
Oh,
but
that's
he did show up again this time, and he was like, he had a pretty cool story about how he wants to inspire Polynesia to.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool.
Compete in the Olympics.
I mean, the fact that he competed in a Summer Olympic sport and then a Winter Olympic sport, that's unheard of.
Both shirtless.
Both shirtless. It was super cool.
It looks like we're out of time. We're going to lap up.
No.
This has been a momentous occasion. This is the
physics?
No, oh, yeah.
This has been the first episode of NLJE, which is Jack and I came up with. It's actually Jack's idea.
It's like ESPN and WHJE.
Yeah.
It's
our initials. So basically, all of our coming shows are going to be under the NLJE umbrella. including fracturing football. And then we're going to have, coming up soon, we're going to have a March Madness one and stuff.
Yes. March Madness isn't this Sunday, but it's the next Sunday.
It is so soon, and I'm so excited.
And then after Selection Sunday, you'll have that Tuesday. It will be our next show.
And we'll set up a WHJE bracket.
March Madness is my favorite time of year.
I love March Madness.
I can't
wait
until I get to make my bracket and then lose.
Like last year, I had Michigan State winning it all.
Oh,
that's
I actually won one time.
I actually did that, and I broke my soul.
I've won when I picked the mascots when I was younger.
Awesome.
That's not a bad strategy, honestly.
All right. Thank you guys for coming on the show. This has been NLJE, the first episode, wrapping up the Winter Olympics. Thank you so much. I'm Noah Lichtenberg.
I've been Jack Edwards.
Ethan Sellers.
I'm Matt Hostel.
I'm Caitlin Varenka.
Signing off.
Signing off. Goodbye. Bye.